Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of October 31st, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes. So you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And yes, I made it to Montana and I am so happy here. It's absolutely beautiful and I have hiking trails about 5 minutes from my home. I especially love that feeling of trusting your intuition and then following it. And then it turns out better than you could ever even imagine. Yeah, I'm here for that. So my stuff gets here this week. So I'm recording this podcast from a camp chair and boxes in my living room. And I'm open for business again and saw my first three clients yesterday. So I just want to take a moment to thank you for your patience with appointments while I took a couple of weeks off to move. And I was so excited to potentially see the Northern Lights last night, but it was cloudy, so it was a no-go. But I want to take a couple minutes to just talk about the Northern Lights a little bit, because we can forget, or maybe we don't even know how much they affect us humans. So the Northern Lights are caused from solar storms and solar flares that emit radiation across the entire electromagnetic spectrum. And these particles, these high vibing charged particles, cause disruption in the Earth's magnetic field. They cause like power outages, disruption in satellite, radio, cellular communications, our computers, our internet. And this solar activity is also known to influence human consciousness. So we think it's just this pretty stuff in the sky and it's wonderful. But there's so much more to this than that. So these flares affect our central nervous system, all of our brain activity, even our behavioral patterns. So some of us can feel a huge power surge in our bodies. These surges are often followed by this drop in energy level. These flares and this energy can cause nausea, body aches, pains, dizziness, even a feeling of overwhelming grief, while other people may feel euphoria. So what's happening is that these solar storms are causing our cellular memories to awaken and clear. So unprocessed emotions from past trauma and experiences are stored as these low vibrating, low frequency energy things as cellular memories. So when we have these high vibing solar storms with this high frequency energy, what that's doing is that's elevating the low frequency of these cellular memories. And as these cellular memories are recalibrated to this higher frequency, we might find ourselves spontaneously releasing all of these lower emotions of sadness and anger and grief without really even knowing why it's happening. So it's like they're coming out of the blue, but just as quickly they dissipate. So we're currently in solar cycle 25 on our Earth, which started a couple of years ago, and it's expected to peak with the most solar activity in the years 2024 to 2026. And the reason I mention this is because most of the change that has happened on our planet can be traced back to happening within 5 years of significant solar activity. And we are leading up to that time. And what is happening in this solar cycle is that our divine soul purpose and our soul blueprints are being awakened. And these blueprints are interwoven into our cellular memory. So when these high vibes from the sun release these low vibes, these memories in our cells, at the same time, it's awakening our soul blueprint. And that starts leaking into our waking consciousness. So many people right now are beginning to remember their soul purpose and are making changes in their life to align with this higher sense of purpose. So if you're feeling these stirrings of something awakening, and you're not quite sure what's going on with you, you are not alone. So one more thing, because of the influx of this high frequency energy, it increases the power, the speed, and the manifestation capacity of our thoughts. So we are quite literally able to instantly manifest whatever we think we can create. So that is coming, especially in the next couple years as these solar storms increase. So the higher your vibe, the easier it is to manifest and create your life. And that is why I am always focused on raising your vibes, getting them higher. So you can offset some of the symptoms, if you feel any from the solar storm, just by getting some extra rest and drinking lots of water and even taking a dip in the ocean if you can. So, well, happy Halloween, Day of the Dead, Samhain. Last week, we talked about the veil between the living and the spiritual worlds being really thin right now, making this a fabulous time to practice your spiritual gifts and to get signs and messages from those who have passed and also from the universe. And this is also a good time, a really good time to get a reading from your favorite intuitive, because the messages are really clear and there's a lot of them right now. And then it's November, like tomorrow is November. And this November doesn't disappoint. It's transformational. It's full of changes, surprises, and aha moments. This month, we have a lot of Uranus energy, so we can expect sudden turns of events and lots of surprises. And for most of the month, we're in Scorpio season, which is about, you know, deep transformation by helping us shed what no longer serves us. And the Scorpio energy peaks on Thursday, the 4th, with the new moon. So new moons, as we know, are the starting point of the lunar cycle. So they're thought to bring new beginnings and fresh opportunity. And this is the most auspicious phase of the moon for setting intentions, starting new projects, and bringing new things into your life. So since this new moon is in Scorpio, the spiritual meaning of it is all about facing the darkness of our shadow selves and embracing our inner truth. This is a time to look inward and fully embrace the shadowy parts of your psyche and transform any pain into power. Basically, right now, we're looking at our shit and we're deciding to finally do something about it. We all have our stuff, and the energy with this new moon gives us the opportunity to heal that stuff. It's just easier to do it right now. And we want to use the available energy to make our lives easier. And that's what this podcast is all about. So with this new moon, take a look at what is holding you back from going to the next level of your life and change it. Just like that. There's no beating yourself up because you should have changed it years ago. Nope. Just acknowledge what you want to change and do it. It's just easier right now to make these changes. So we might as well take advantage of this energy to get our shit together. So with that said, November's new moon, it's a meaningful moment really for looking inward and getting real with your dark side. It's a time to embrace the shadowy parts and then just transform all of that into power. So alone time's really important right now. This is the week to schedule some alone time, to take some walks alone, to go out to eat by yourself, just to spend some alone time journaling. Just give yourself time to feel all the feels this week. Now, because December's new moon will be an eclipse, and that is not considered to be a good time for practicing any moon rituals, this is our last good chance for a new moon manifestation for the rest of the year. So take advantage of this lucky opportunity. Set aside some time to consciously set some intentions by writing them down or making a vision board or just saying them out loud as you light a candle. It doesn't have to be big. It's just setting the intention and acknowledging it to yourself and the universe. So this is also a time to do a really deep meditation or put together some really witchy new moon ritual, just something to harness this intense and mystical energy that we have right now. And then the next day after the new moon, Mercury enters Scorpio. So we have four planets in Scorpio. So we have a lot of intense Scorpio, deep transformational stuff happening right now. So to recap, on Thursday the 4th, the new moon is carrying us straight into the heart of Scorpio season and the depths of our soul. So this powerful moon, it's going to be tense. We're going to have turmoil. There are going to be unexpected twists, but it also helps us to forge a deep connection with our feelings and our fears. So the spiritual meaning of this new moon, it's just rich with magic. This is just a magical time when stuff is going to change. It can change quickly, deep change. It's huge transformational time. Big things are brewing and we're about to make these huge steps forward in our life. So spend some time alone, acknowledge the stuff you want to change in your life, and then set your intention to change it on the new moon and move the F forward. This is an intense time, but it's also so good. Like, we end November like powerful mothers, man. We know where we're going. We're on our path. We've digged up some of our stuff and we've released it. And we are ready to move forward in our power. So it's also the perfect time for a reading. So if you're feeling the need, schedule something with me. And you too can see my lovely camp chair set up during our session. So as usual, thank you for listening. Have a transformational week, and I will talk to you again next week.